This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Former U.S. President Donald Trump said late Saturday that a bullet hit his right ear after shots were fired in his direction at a campaign rally in Pennsylvania. VOA's Steve Miller has this update.
Analysts speaking to VOA have called the attack on Trump a world-changing event and a dark day for democracy. George Washington University Director of Legislative Affairs Casey Burgat says history suggests there will likely be a rally around Trump effect, but broadly speaking,
we're going to see both parties respond with a condemnation of political violence, of trying to press pause on a lot of the dehumanizing that we face across our political parties, against our political leaders. And hopefully this serves as kind of this reset button to say, hey, this type of talk isn't costless. And it does have these downstream effects that can ultimately, as today proved, end up with a loss of life.
The Pennsylvania State Police said at a press briefing early Sunday, the suspected shooter was male, but did not identify him. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Reaction from world leaders of the attempted assassination are trickling in. Australia's Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, was one of the first to make a public statement. He outright condemned the attack and wished Trump and his family well.
In Australia, as in the United States, the essence and the purpose of our democracies is that we can express our views, debate our disagreements, and resolve our differences peacefully.
And the White House says President Biden spoke with Donald Trump after the apparent attempt on the Republican's life. Before Saturday's apparent attempted assassination of former President Trump, there have been multiple instances of political violence targeting U.S. presidents, former presidents, and major party presidential candidates. Presidents Abraham Lincoln, James Garfield, William McKinley, and John F. Kennedy